Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Depending on wherever you are, and may the energies that surround you radiate with your brilliance. Oh, I hope you can hear me. Microphone's a little low today, but that's okay. This is Reverend Sharon, and I am very pleased to be able to be with you this very first day of the third month of this year. Now, what we're doing, this is channeled by Archangel Michael. And so what we're doing basically is an invocation for Archangel Michael, or from Archangel Michael, one that is hopefully lending to the energy that is resonating from the planet, allowing for every soul to receive that frequency of energy. It's all about the energy from which we were created. And to get this started, we always go in for the invocation of Archangel Michael. Angel Michael is the soul that is responsible for this energy being shared. And so we take a deep breath, breathing in through the nostrils, holding that breath for as long as we possibly can, as we allow our abdomen to expand, releasing through parted lips. We acknowledge the presence of the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, thank you for removing all attachments from me and from all of those who may be in the collective at this point in time, listening and feeling that energy. We thank you, Archangel Michael, for removing all negative energy forms, all negative thought forms, all heavy energy forms, all intruders and mischief makers, all astral forces and dominance, all small demons and large demons, including succubi and incubi, all living humans who try to steal our energies, the energies of any soul, any member of humanity. We thank you, Archangel Michael, for allowing there to be no harm, for finding any human and spirit who may be lost and taking them home. We thank you, Archangel Michael, for removing threads and bindings and all cords, all ties and chains and devices of any kind, all curses and hexes on any level, and all karmic patterns which are self-defeating, as well as karmic links that are no longer needed. We thank you, Archangel Michael, for returning every soul, every member of humanity in the collective, back to the perfect energy from which we were created. And we say thank you in the name of the one to whom we hold most dear in our heart. And I felt a peacefulness there. I really and truly did. I'm not sure if anybody else is going to feel that or feels that, but there was a peacefulness there. Today, being the very first Sunday of the third month, and this being the second decade of the 21st century, we are witnessing some amazing things going on. Believe for this episode, I made a comment about using a frequency generator. If you have one available to access, I strongly suggest that you put it on 0.33 hertz. That is the dimension of compassion. And it is a dimension which the highest realm, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, archangels of protection like Michael, and of divine healing like Raphael. These are the entities that come through that dimension. So if you can keep it going on your generator, you are definitely changing the frequency of energy around you and where you live. Now, there seems to be a bit of a conflict on who is the archangel of significance for today. And I don't think that there really is a contest, because all of the archangels that are designated, or that we humans consider to be archangels of light, as they work together. There's no separation like there is with humans or the collective. We go by different levels and ego, etc., etc. That, to my understanding, doesn't exist in the angelhood. But the Archangel Raphael, also known as the divine healer, also brings a very powerful angelic order with him. And so when we call upon this particular archangel, we know that the influx of the energy from the planet Mercury is going to be muted enough for us to be able to handle those energies well. Archangel Raphael, his twin is Divine Mother, the Divine Mother. I believe we discussed that approximately a week ago, perhaps. But the bottom line is, no matter how the energy seems to be fluctuating or going through your life, reach out to the archangels, especially Michael and Raphael, who is known to be the angel who presides over diseases, and the wounds of man. The archangel Raphael is described down into detail, I believe, in the Book of Enoch, where a particular Bible that has the Book of Enoch in it at the moment is something that you may have to take a look at separately. However, it is his forte. And he does quite well. And so we take another deep breath. And we hold it for the count of three. Breathing deeply. Bringing in the prana to our lower abdomen. The Dantian, As we do this, we clear our minds of that which no longer serves us. As we continue to breathe, we bring forth, we resonate the energy of light and divine, unconditional forgiveness, divine, unconditional love. Wherever you may be at the moment, know that this is the moment of which you have been waiting. And when we say wherever you are, we don't mean if you're out shopping or if you've gone to a movie or if you're just in the next room. The archangels of light desire that you become aware of the fact that wherever you are in your life at this moment in time, that is becoming home for you now. And breathe, taking in a deep breath through the nostrils. Holding for the count of three. Allowing your lower abdomen to feel the vibration of the energy that exists within you. You are a magnificent being. You are a powerful source in this matrix. What you consider to be your body is a garment for a greater being than you can possibly imagine. And breathe. Breathing deeply, bringing that breath up from the lower abdomen, past the Huyin. Don't force it. Allow it to radiate, to pull itself up, to be a part of your being. And release through parted lips that which confuses you, confounds you, whatever does not make you happy, release it through parted lips and breathe. Breathing again. Pulling in deeply, always through the nostrils. If you have both hands positioned at the lower abdomen, lift your right hand and place it over your heart. Again, take in another deep breath. Always through the nostrils. Holding that breath, this time a little bit longer. 7 counts. And as you hold this breath, allow your inner self, your inner light, that is climbing upwards, passing chakra, passing the right hand that you have placed over your heart, going up through the throat, the chakras, over the mouth, the nostrils, allowing it to expand to the third eye, actually. There is more to the third eye than meets the eye. But for now, we'll focus on that space just between the eyebrows. And release that breath. Taking in another breath, holding that breath for as long as you possibly can. As you continue to hold the right hand over the heart, your eyes, the eyelids lowered, as you may begin to feel as if the pupils of your eyes are being directed upward. Breathe in through the nostrils again. Releasing all things through parted lips, allowing your inner vision to bring the light that you have visualized as it's past the heart and the thalamus and the third eye and the crown chakras. Allowing this light within your inner vision to expand as it goes upward to the chakras that are just above your crown. Yes, there are chakras above your crown. There are chakras beneath your feet, chakras that connect you directly to Mother Earth. And breathe. Taking in another deep breath. Holding that breath for the count of, that's the first breath. Because we're going to do an exercise. After you've reached the 10 mark, releasing the breath through parted lips. Inhaling again, but holding only for the count of 2. In rapid succession, and release again at the count of 2. Your breathing may sound rapid. It may sound very different to you. And if you can, keep your right hand over your heart. You may begin to feel a sensation as your chakras are beginning to vibrate, as your soul is connecting directly with heart source, the energy that's pulsating through you, through your heart, allowing that energy to be enhanced by your inner self. Most people visualize, however, you may begin to see a golden light at this juncture in your soul-spirit connection. And breathe. Breathing deeply, once again, taking on the rapid breath for every single count. In, and do not hold for more than 1 second. In through the nostrils, out through parted lips. Continue to breathe. In through the nostrils and out through parted lips. Allowing your abdomen to rise, inflate and deflate as rapidly as your breath, allowing the air in and the air out. Cleansing, clearing all that does not belong to you. Today was a fantastic day for you, even if you did not go outside. It was a day of beauty because of the beauty within you. And breathe, allowing your vision and your breath to become one. If your hand is still on your right hand is still on the heart, take another deep breath, holding it this time for as long as you possibly can. Feel the vibration through your fingertips of your heart. It is generating a rhythm that can be felt by the entire collective. And breathe. In this moment of holding your breath, recognizing your soul in its true form, allow yourself to visualize a golden light ball. That golden light ball that radiates from above your crown, bathing you of blessing. Every soul, everywhere, is protected if it is their desire. Every soul, in every nation, in every culture, gender, or persuasion, has archangels of light, keeping them in perfect peace and harmony. All it takes is to recognize who you are, your greatness, who you are. You are a being of light. And as a being of light, you have abilities, gifts, powers that resonate this universe. And breathe. We are so honored to be able to channel this meditation for the collective. It is a gift of healing, a gift of blessing. Know that you can protect yourself from any virus. You can protect yourself from any illness. Go within and connect your light self, your light body, your higher self, with the one that is closest to your heart. And an invocation to the Archangel Raphael would be simply to request continuous shining around the entire collective in a grid of protection as a being of energy. Every part of you, every space of you is a generator. You have within you the power to heal yourself and the power to heal anyone who believes that they can heal themselves. Rub your hands together, right palm facing left palm. Your hands don't have to touch, but you can feel the energy now. From this meditation, you can feel the energy that's flowing through you. Keep the right palm and the left palm from touching each other, but allow that sensation, that warmth, to flow through. And then guide your hands over any space of your body, your garment, directing the flow of the energy into Mother Earth or into the light, whichever you prefer. Knowing that you are feeling better because of the energy within you. And we say thank you so much for being allowed to be a part of this healing, this blessing of healing. My time now is over. We were expecting a guest this evening, but all is well. God bless you and keep you. Archangel Michael to the right of you, Archangel Gabriel to the left of you, Archangel Uriel before you, Raphael behind you, and the Eternal Shekinah above your crown. Be blessed always, and know that you are. God be with you. Namaste.